BWA, W4DJW.
2BNG, who's there? I just heard.
Hey, Glenn, that's me, Dave. I was calling Steve. I'll hear him by the radio. I'll have to text him.
I just turned it on. Chain 4, BWA.
Hey, it's 3 degrees away from 60. I just looked at time-lapse video of the front yard, and the trees haven't budged in hours. So the wind's not blowing at all. And it's almost 60, and there's clear skies, and my batteries are on charge. Can you guess what's happening in the next 30 minutes?
OMG. Well, we're going to have to make it 40 minutes for me, because I just sat down to do a little bit of tax stuff. That'll take me just a little bit of time, and just a few minutes. And then I can pack up and come on over, because I think I got my batteries charged, too.
Okay. Well, mine'll be finished in about 30 minutes, and I'll head over that way. It'll take me about 20 minutes to get there, so we might get there right around the same time. It'll be close to 3:30, so winds will be dying down if there were any, so it'll be nice. It'll be good flying, and it's going to start raining, I think, sometime tomorrow or the next day, so may as well get it while we can.
Roger, roger, roger. Sounds like a perfect scenario, so count me in. Let me get my stuff going here. How you doing, Glenn?
All right. Sounds like you're all getting together ready to go fly aircraft, so I'm not going to hold you up long. And yeah, I just heard Dave on the radio, thought I heard somebody. I'm just pulling into my driveway. I'll make a big pot of spaghetti and feed the cats, and that's pretty much my day.
Hey, Dave. Just as soon as we get through flying, you want to head down to Glenn's and eat some spaghetti?
I was thinking that sounded pretty good. Good idea. But Glenn lives a long way down southeast of us. It'd be a long trip. He'd probably have it all gone by the time we got there.
Probably. All right. Well, Glenn, I guess we'll pass. That's a gracious invitation, but I think we'll pass. So, listen, guys, I'm going to jump out. I'm going to go ahead and get my stuff done here so I can meet you down there at the field, Dave. Glenn, have a good afternoon, buddy. And, Dave, I'll see you there shortly. KN4VWA, I'm clear.
Sounds good. See you there in a little bit. Trees, I'm still watching the time-lapse video, and the trees have not wiggled in the last 4 hours, so it's going to be some good flying. Catch you later, W4DJW. And, Glenn, you're getting ready to fix spaghetti?
I need to do that, yes. I got the perfect recipe that you could actually do in a pressure cooker. So, like, 8 or 10 minutes, you got spaghetti, meat sauce. I think I'll put some mushrooms in there. Hey, when you get to be my age and you live by yourself, this is what you get excited about. And whatever I don't eat up, the cats may eventually have.
I just called the vet, so I got to take our cat to the, I got to take our cat there because she's peeing all over the place. She's been restricted to the breakfast room and the kitchen until we can figure out what's going on with her. She squatted in Maggie's little cuddle bug that Maggie sleeps in, that's the dog, yesterday, and that's when I decided, okay, enough of this. You're going to be restricted until I can get you into the vet. On the internet, they're saying that there's probably some kind of a problem related to that when they start. Have you ever had a cat do that?
Sometimes. Is it a female that was recently fixed? Because sometimes they'll do that then. If it's a male, he's probably in heat. He's spraying everywhere to mark his territory. How to discourage that, I don't really know. I just keep a spray bottle with some bleach. Whenever I see a pee puddle, you know, it gets bleach sauce on it. Chlorine bleach will take that smell away almost immediately.
Well, it's a girl cat. She was fixed about 4 years ago. She's about 4 years old, or she was fixed soon after we got her. She's a rescue. So it's not that. I think, and it's dark in color. So Amy's research on the web was there's something wrong with her. You need to take her to the vet. So I was just trying to get in. But the vet, they're off on Wednesdays until 3 o'clock. They take a siesta in the midday. I'm going to try them again before I go to the airfield and try and get her an appointment. So she can come out of quarantine. She's been quarantined until we can get that peeing under control.
I've never been to the vet, and that's probably not a good thing. At least I should take a couple of the males and have them fixed. Because otherwise, we're going to end up with even more than we got now, huh? Yeah, there's that one male. Hey, stop that. That's your sister. Stop doing that. I never took any of these to the vet. I'm going to have to do that for no other reason than to get them all fixed.
Yeah, they tend to do that, like rabbits. They're as bad as rabbits. Anyway, I'm going to try them again, see if I can get her some relief for whatever it is that's bothering her. I've never heard of a cat doing that, but Amy was researching it, and that's what she came up with. Anyway, I'll let you get to your spaghetti making. I got to go start loading equipment into the car so that when the batteries come off charge, I just throw them in the car and leave. Anyway, Glenn, take care. Enjoy your spaghetti. KD2BNG, W4DJW.
Hey, Dave, try to call and get that appointment first before you do that, and if they can get you in, just give me a call. I'll be here by the radio for a few minutes. They may be able to get you in, but I've got a cat also doing something very similar, and turned out to be bladder stones. So we put her on a specialized diet to kind of dissolve the stones instead of surgery. So good luck with it.
I don't plan on taking her today. And, you know, every time I ever go there, they're pretty crowded. So I think I'm just going to get an appointment today. And if I can't get it today, I'll get it tomorrow. No rush. Not for me. I tried to take her outside a little while ago, and all she wanted to do was dart upstairs. I had to put her back up. She wants upstairs for some reason. I don't know what the deal is there. But anyway, I'll see you later. See you out at the field in a little bit. I'm going to go start loading the stuff up.
Roger. K4VWA, clear.
W4DJW, clear.